Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all know what this is.
My mind was changed. I'm glad you made intoxicated. Love in the end, baby, you know. In the rush, you've been running where the time goes. You won't have to show me now, cause I done had one too many dreams. And I know that you feel me the way I've been feeling you. And it's cool that you got a motive, and I think I like it. I know all your insecurities. I hope that you're
Timmin' when you win it, better lay red. I know you wanna go there. I see it, that's front. Come back, I know you can drive it, chauffeur. Anticipate your touchdown. Come put me down like right now. Let's be lovers and friends. Let's rendezvous. Boy, I got plans for you. And I'm motivated. I'm yours for the taking. No further.
About to go now. Feel what you're saying, come and show me now. Feel as if you with somebody and you know you want that body, then let me hear it out.
Good love, no question. Reach out and just touch me. Bad habit, don't touch me. Just don't waste my time. Loving, no question. Reach out and just touch me. Bad habit, don't touch me. Just don't waste my time.
Jojo, Jojo, Jojo like mommy, yo,
yo, yo fun alaji, yo, yo, yeah.
Baby, make a young you different story. See the feeling you give me, my girl, it ain't that body, yo. I beg you, do me small, small. I beg you, do me. Blow, blow for daddy, yo, yo. But blow like mommy, yo, yo. Blow my cassava, yo, oh, oh. Oh yeah, baby, blow, blow. Blow, blow like mommy, yo, yo. Blow, blow for daddy, yo, yo. Oh, my baby, blow, blow, blow. Oh yeah, baby, sempe, sempe. Blow me like you drink is a pele water. Body gonna do me, je, 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 je. Run the matter inside the keke na pepe. Oh yeah, baby, sempe, sempe. Blow me like you drink is a pele water. Body gonna do me, je, 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 je. Run the matter inside the keke na pepe. Yeah. Oh yeah, baby, blow, blow. Blow down your trumpet, blow, blow. Blow down your trumpet, blow, blow. Sample your trumpet, blow, blow. Oh yeah, baby, yo, yo. Yo, yo, for daddy, yo, yo. Yo, yo, like mommy, yo, yo. Yo, for allergy, yo, yo.
You have captured my heart, oh, baby, oh.
Hey, position.
Anytime I move, you, they hold me down, baby, oh. Yeah. But I'm up to shoot my shot, oh, baby, oh.
Oh yeah, baby, sempe, sempe. Blow me like you drink is a pele water. Body gonna do me, je, 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 je. Run the matter inside the keke na pepe.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, everybody. I am your host, Pearl Negra, and this is Poetic Therapy. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Now this is a place where you can relieve some mental stress through some open mic poetry, some healthy conversation, or just sit back and enjoy some of the smooth sounds in my playlist. Dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and press that one and talk to me. I'm open to whatever it is that's on your mind. And just come here to the right place to release it. And before I continue, I have to give a big shout out to a very good friend of mine who is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, but he is also the CEO of those beautiful, beautiful pieces of jewelry that you can adorn your body with. He is Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas, the CEO of Raw Links. And you can acquire them at Raw Links Be Raw at Facebook.com and Amazon. And if y'all can't catch them over there, just holler at your girl or anybody in Epiphany, and we will definitely, definitely make sure that you become a happy customer, a satisfied one. Now, I'm going to start off the show with a piece I wrote maybe a couple of weeks ago. And this was from prompt from one of my favorite shows on Epiphany called The Get Down. And I titled this, The Birth of a Pen. You see her scars, but you weren't there when the damage was being done. Everything about you is under a microscope. Everything, from head to toe. Especially these days. But I don't think anyone has seen more than that than me. Because I've been on display all my life. They told me that the texture of my hair wasn't right because it wasn't the same. The shade of my skin was too dark, so it wasn't the same. My physical pain couldn't be real because my physical development wasn't the same. And because I was different, I wasn't allowed to have my own. I was put in a space with some things to make it appear that they belong to me. Any given time, they actually belong to someone else, because they were always taken away while they were telling me, I got to give this back to them now. That taught me how to hide my tears. I was not supposed to be happy inside, so my smile wasn't even mine. I've been here a little over half a century, and throughout my time here, I can count on one hand how many times I've experienced true happiness and joy. 7 years ago, I was honest with myself and made peace with life. 2 years after that, I found peace, especially in poetry. I've always had my pen now. I always have my pen now because I've always had access to one. The one thing they always saw as just that, a pen. But it was so much more to me. My pen is me. And you can always find something to write on. Doesn't take much to put yourself in the spotlight either, because someone is always watching, and I glow because I know my worth. But I understand that poetry is life worth living and to be lived. Poetry is every cell in my body prompting me to write just because sometimes it's got something to prove. Poetry is seeing art in the natural way of things through the process of simplicity when seasons change. Like the way the breeze makes the leaves sound and move when it moves through them. Poetry is stillness in the quiet and every tiny ripple on the water defined. Because the sun likes it to sparkle and shine in its presence. Poetry is hurt and counted heartbeats through the pain. Poetry is showing love, absolute, when seeing the magnificence and the beauty behind the eyes of the angered, hurt beast. To awaken love in it again. Poetry has always had me holding on to some semblance of grace, hoping there's happiness to regain. So I'm up. My poems are never finished. Just paused. And that's that piece. I hope you enjoyed. Now I'm going to play another song for you real quick. And when we come back, I'm going to open up these microphones. Start hearing some awesome poetry. Be right back.
I got the pretty, pretty lady with no like, no stress. She got her own, but she need some love. She got her own, but she need some love. She tell me, say, now only me, they make her love. Tell me, say, now only me, they cool her stress. She tell me, say, now only me, she warm. She tell me, say, now me, they make her calm. She tell me, say, now me, they keep her warm. Wind up my body, baby, wind up. She tell me, say, my love, make her wind up. She tell me, say, my love, make her climax. She tell me, say, now only me, they make her move. Make a feel right now. Yeah, girl, your body calling me right now. Girl, so many things in my mind now. Make it suck, make a fuck, baby, right now. I've been waiting for tonight. Where the energy feels right. Where my touch make it feel right. Since tonight we come alive, live. Make me drink up while we reminisce. Say a prayer for our enemies. Say my love, now your remedy. Baby, girl, you mean a lot to me. Like no stress. She got her own, but she need some love. She got her own, but she need some love. Like she tell me, say, now only me, they make her love. Tell me, say, now only me, they cool her stress. Hola. She tell me, say, now only me, she warm. She tell me, say, now me, they make her calm. She tell me, say, now me, they keep her warm. She tell me, say, now only me, they make her feel alright. Yeah, she tell me, say, now only me, they make her feel alright. After the baby, me and my baby, yeah, we cuddle every night. She dey riding like a bike, riding a thousand miles. Lady, why she riding, now she gentle when she ride. These guy wine to make my mom cry. These points show me when they pass my eye. When it matter about baby, can I go down? I'll be waiting for tonight, yeah. She say we should be the man, yeah. She say we should get the stamina. I'm warming up, I'm getting warming up. Make a drink up while we reminisce. Say a prayer for our enemies. Say my love, now your remedy. Baby girl, you made a lot of me. Got a pretty, pretty lady with no like, no stress. She got her own, but she need some love. She got her own, but she need some love. Like she tell me, say, now only me, they make her love. Tell me, say, now only me, they cool her stress. Hola. She tell me, say, now only me, she warm. She tell me, say, now me, they make her calm. She tell me, say, now me, they keep her warm. Show me one thing that got you tripping. Show me one thing they make you want some more. That London girl make me trip. That London girl, they make my set the ball. Gamma to my Asian girl. Hola. I said I big up my Jamaican girl. I said I big up my African girl. I got a lady for my yard, we know they make me red. I got a pretty, pretty lady, we don't like no stress. She got her own, but she need some love. She got her own, but she need some love. Like she tell me, say, now only me, they make her love. Tell me, say, now only me, they cool her stress. She tell me, say, now only me, she warm. She tell me, say, now me, they make her calm. She tell me, say, now me, they keep her warm.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Poetic Therapy. I'm going to get this show going by opening up this first microphone to my diva, my co-host on Erotic Poet, Erotic Love Zone. Hey, diva. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. How you doing, Miss VIP?
I'm good, diva. How are you?
Good, I'm good. I'm here having some hot flashes, but I'm good. Girl.
I empathize. Yeah. I truly do.
I know you can. I know you can. Girl, goodness. They don't give us no handbooks to this stuff or nothing. They just put you out there amongst the wolves and just, you got to handle it. You know? But
right.
It's all good.
Exactly.
You know? It's all good. What's going on with your love? What's going on with mine?
Oh, not a thing. Hey, look, went through some crap this week, but you know what? I'm chill. You know, not the thing.
I hear that. It's all good. You know, we're still here, you know, and we're still
absolutely
in contact with one another. So that speaks volumes. That means a lot because, you know, life is precious and fragile and short in some cases. Now, I treasure my friends, friendships, you know, and the communication that it's open to have for me. Because it's just at any given time that could be all be taken away from you, you know?
Yes.
I'm glad you're here, darling. I'm glad you're here. I'm hoping you're enjoying the sounds and, you know, relaxing and chilling. This is poetic. So I hope it's somewhat for you. So, what did you bring for our listening pleasure for tonight? Because you never disappoint, Diva, ever. You know I'm a fan.
Well, I try not to. And this piece was just, I think, the accumulation of all this week. And you'll see how it is. I just finished it not too long ago, so it's untitled, of course.
All right, well, I'm going to stand back, put you in the spotlight, and whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I attempt to stay behind the veil. I don't need to be known. What I need is time to think, praying for moments of peace. I am many to some, but it's not too strenuous. It's my thoughts, bad dreams, and once in a while, nightmare. When I'm stuck in twilight, unable to awake, I can't cry out. Finally come to consciousness, I cannot help feeling I'm alone, wondering if I called someone, would they really care? Then I remember I'm in the light, and no matter what happens, in time will pass. Life has its ups and downs. It's not a game. I wish the world was a better place. Too many killings, nasty politics, man-made religions, which I find I need not discuss. We all must answer to the One someday. And when we claim I did it for the Lord, he'll check your heart. And if it's bad, he'll say he'll never knew your name. For me, I obey and sacrifice. For me, it's altruistic. My heart and peace, I do my best to protect. So I stay behind the veil. But love me for who I am. Because on some days, I'm my worst critic. And that's that piece.
Diva, you're in my head, girl. I love that piece. I do. I love that piece because, you know, it's letting him know or the partner know that I'm going to come to you, but I want you to be able to accept me completely naked, mind, body, spirit, good, bad, ugly, beautiful, whatever it is. That's it. That's how I'm coming to you. And I want you to not only love me for that, but partner with me so we can get through this ugliness in the world and what's going on. You know, yeah. I love that. That's beautiful. That really was.
Oh, thank you.
I like that a lot, man.
I appreciate
it. See what I'm saying? Never disappoint, man. Never disappoint. Now, before you get up out of here and going over there, I don't even know if you're going to go see Roberto because he's back, whether you know it or not. He came and there was some there was a big, big dispute. It didn't get physical, but he came in and he called he demanded we have a corporate meeting because he didn't appreciate, because he needed a little bit of therapy himself, you know, because I don't know what the hell you did to the man, but he didn't appreciate us bringing somebody else in, you know. He wanted his office to stay locked. So we had to have a long, drawn-out discussion. But he's back now, and he mentioned you a couple of times, but he didn't obsess over you like he was before. Because before, I couldn't get him to shut up about you. Lord, between you and the station manager, y'all going to leave my staff alone, okay?
Look, I had to let him down easy. That's why he took to the side for a minute. But, you know, now he's back. We can be friends, maybe.
He actually admitted that it was him that was doing the, you know, the most. At first I thought it was you, but he admitted it. So we decided to give him another chance. But can you let everyone know in the world of Epiphany Radio's universe, or as one of our favorite New York Jones says, the spaceship, the starship, whatever it is. Can you let everybody know what you got going on, please?
Absolutely. Every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you, La Perla Negra, and I are in the erotic love zone. And I'm telling you, we have been on, I'm telling you, for a long while now. And we have great topics for those who come in and discuss a little and then have that fire poetry. And it's all good. The music is good. I mean, it's on a total chill. And, hey, we're the erotic love zone, so we go left. That's what we're supposed
to
do. And, yes. And if anybody missed our show from Wednesday evening, I suggest you go back. We had bedtime stories, and they were hot. So
there you go.
Back to you, Diva.
thank you for that. And because of that beautiful piece that you did for us, I'm going to send you over there to the therapist's office with this. I'm going to say, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
The sun don't shine. The stars don't grow. You keep my world spinning. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Poetic Therapy. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Now I'm going to get over here, and I'm going to open up this next microphone to another diva of mine, but she is our Canadian connection. Hey, Lady A, welcome to Poetic Therapy. How you doing tonight, diva?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing, darling. It's great to hear from you. It really is. What's going on?
I just wrote a poem, and I'm trying to, and it's telling, it. I can't find it now, so I'm really kind of upset because I cannot find my poem. And I don't understand what happened.
Don't be upset, because I know you got an arsenal of other pieces, even though I know you wanted to spit what you wrote tonight, but fresh ink is beautiful, but poetry is timeless, love. And I know there are many, many, many pieces that we haven't even heard from you yet on here in Epiphany. So I'm so if you can't find that one, whatever it is you decide to do, it's going to be still amazing.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, that's disappointing because it was a really good piece for tonight. You know, talking about, I'm a believer in talking things
mm-hmm.
out, getting things squared away. And I've been reading a lot about it and oh my goodness, I just found it here. And so it, to me, it's like healing when you release it because it if you don't, it manifests itself in other ways and which can be highly detrimental. So I'm a big believer in that. And I have, you know, a situation in my own personal life with my adult kids and they are all three not talkers. They don't want to talk about what happens or what happened. Rather than doing that, they blame others for their bad choices and that sort of thing. So it's been many years of this, and it's become a place now where it's destroyed us. And so I really, you know, it's a hard place to come from. But anyhow, I wrote this piece. I just finished it actually. It's called "Just Open Your Mouth and Speak." And if you want, I can share that with you now.
Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thanks. Just open your mouth and speak. Talk about the sorrow. Speak your pain out loud. Violent memories will remain, but pain will dissipate. Cat, to break the chains locked in hearts and brains. 'Tis the key to wellness. Fear not and set yourself free. Crippled by the past, impossible to speak the horrors. Anger transfers to loved ones who only mean good. Anxiety manifests, anger grows, and contempt flows. And crippled, but not willing to do the work to let go. Ghosts surround, threatening you with breakdown. Lies bind, hold you hostage. You project your fears on others, especially your mother. All so loved and cherished, yet blamed. Silence is the criminal inflamed. Release the secret sorrows. Release your aching mind. You won't melt when words are spoken. You'll float on freedom's sea. Hold those secrets in. Block yourself from freedom and be sick. Illness takes advantage. All opportunities to walk in and stomach twists. Simplistic reality offers freedom, forgiveness, and love. Just speak. Just speak. You won't break if you do. Understanding manifests understanding. Enlightened you will be. Then turn your face to me, and we will heal the emptiness and tears. And peace.
manifest under, man, let's say, under, say, what was that part about?
Understanding manifests understanding.
Absolutely. I'm going to go back to something you said before you did your piece about them not being talkers, and also there's a saying my husband used to say all the time, because of the kind of person that he was, I would shut down because of his very controlling ways, but he would also have a very he was very manipulative, but he also had a very tender side that would come out. It was the classic abuser switcheroo thing, where after they did what they did, they would take pity on you. So he would always come to me and say, you know, you can talk to me, pressure burst pipes. And I knew it was a facade. I knew it was bullshit, but I still... I also knew after a while that it holding everything in was making me sick. So I would start talking. So you are right in what you say, and you have to understand that people will open up when they get ready. Some never do, unfortunately, but most people want peace in life. So they eventually, they do come to whomever it is that they have shut out, and they express what it is that's bothering them. They may not always want to have a conversation, but in some form or another, they do get it out. Some just say what they have to say and they walk away. Others will stay there because they want a reason with whoever it is. So they will converse. But most people do usually get it out of their system eventually, you know. And that was a beautiful piece, just like the rest of your pieces, Lady A. You have such a flow. It's like a zen in your tone and your rhythm when you write. And then your words on top of that. You are you're pretty much a free verse writer like me, and it's such a beautiful way of combining metaphors, using them, and I just love it. I really do, because it puts me in a state. Sometimes I hear little birds tweeting and I see flowers blooming. I do in my mind. That's how I do when I hear you spit. Sometimes I'm like, I'm walking through a garden, or I'm walking through down a path with trees, and fall is hitting, and the leaves are falling. It's a little breeze blowing them back and forth in the path. These are the things that I see when I'm listening to
you. Well, that's a beautiful compliment. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you. And I appreciate your transparency every single time you call in with your pieces, man, because that's what you're doing. You're putting so much of your truth in there, and it takes a lot to be transparent with the public.
You know, thank you. And I was told one time, write what you know, write about what you know, and that will become, I don't want to say easy, but it will become perhaps knowledgeable when you do write what you know, and make a difference. You know, I'm a big believer in that, but life is hard, you know. Life is sometimes the shits, and it's hard to, it's so hard sometimes to cope with things and ongoing things, and you cannot, you know, you can't, I don't know, like maybe I'm wrong, but, I try to relate things when I'm, like, say, for example, I'm talking to my kids, or trying to talk to my, and they're adults, you know, they're grown up, and they don't want to speak face-to-face, and they've, you know, like, I'll try to bring an analogy or bring something in comparison, and how would you feel if this was, you know, this sort of thing, if it's necessary, and they just say, we don't care how you feel.
Wow.
And that's, yeah, so it's really, you know, it would be easier, I think, if I was a drug addict or an alcoholic or I beat them or something like that, because certainly that wasn't the life, and I used to think, you know, I'll be the opposite of what my parents were, and it'll make all the difference in the world, and it hasn't. So it's a hard thing. But anyways, you just learn to cope and survive it all, and maybe one day, before too long, it'll fix itself. I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Unfortunately, let me say this. It takes a level of maturity and experience and courage to open up and be able to be civilized and express what's going on,
yeah,
to remedy the situation. But unfortunately, age is not always indicative of that. So,
no,
you know, you got to take the bitter with the sweet within time. And if it's meant for you to know exactly what it is that they're dealing with, then you will know it. If not, then I know in my experience, I had to learn how to just walk away from it.
Well, that's what I've been, yeah.
Yeah, some things are just not, it doesn't really have anything to do with us when it comes down to that person's attitude and their behavior, their treatment of us. It's something else that's much more deep-rooted within them, okay? And they haven't figured it out themselves. And I leave it at that, you know.
Thank you. You know, I've told you before, I've always appreciated your advice and words of wisdom. I do, and I continue to do so.
Well, thank you. And I appreciate your patience with me, because there's been times when I've questioned certain things, and you were there. So thank you as well. I appreciate you too, Dorgan. So, is there anything
you really are.
Anything you let us know?
No, I'm just, milling around on Facebook as Andrea Wheaton, and you can find me on All Poetry as Lady A. That's about it. Simple kind of life was when it comes to, I used to have a show, but I've been enjoying these shows and being a part of the listening audience and sharing my stuff, so it's been really good.
Okay, all right, well, I want to say thank you once again, and I'm going to send you on over there to the therapist's office and grab yourself a glass of wine, because I think my other diva is over there right now trying to deal with reconciliation and attempted reconciliation of their relationship.
Okay.
He kind of got a little obsessed with her, you know. We had to send his ass away for a minute to get some kind of therapy himself. But there's some lounge chairs over there. There's some glass. There's some bottles of wine. Sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off, baby, baby. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Thank you.
Don't know who to trust, it's the sign of the times. Eye for an eye, so we all go blind. Cool to the touch, so cold inside. You should read between the lines. Cause we're going back and forth, now. You say that I'm a fool, takes one. on an open point. We running round in circles, running circles, yeah. I just want the truth, but she won't tell me. I take it all to heart, even if it kills me. We running round in circles, running circles, yeah.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. As they said, as you heard the snippet said, this is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1. This next piece I'm going to do is called Beautifully Broken. Judgment, the robber of miracles, and lost time cannot be found. So I love hard, intentionally, because I fall even harder. I can remember when I asked the universe for love and it sent me beautiful chaos. So as I hold my head up to the heavens, my tears fall to water the earth. I fell into this love blinded by the fascinating demeanor, a great smile, and an absolutely beautiful mind. It was a rarity to me, and I got starstruck. And though I hid it very well, I had to learn how to fall out of love with the pain. Because his soul's presence became woven and embedded in the fabric of the fibers of my soul. And he became my everything. All my life, toxicity ruled. I believe love was heartbreak and tears. Because in my world, pain was necessary for the survival of it. But I grew weary of recovering from people. Exhausted by my emotions, he then became everything I had to fight. So I realized the pain I felt was allowed by me and therefore caused by me. And that letting go, when it all goes wrong, was what was necessary. See, I'm a healer. So it doesn't mean that my love for him isn't real and true. But you know, facing your heart through tears, hiding a love deep inside for someone who will never know, is a different kind of fear of losing and pain. And he still holds the key to my heart. But I learned and understood that it is my heart that needed the healing. So I stopped fighting, and I released him. Because sometimes, some things just can't be fixed back to the way they were. And your eyes have been opened. I have been beautifully broken.
More
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Poetic Therapy, and I'm your host, the Pearl Negro. It is 5 minutes after the 10 o'clock hour, and you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. You have up until 10:59 to get in here, talk to me, release some mental stress, listen to some more music, whatever. And then the Blog Talk lady will cut you off at the knees. She has no chill. So I'm going to go and open up this next microphone to, hey, we got the CEO of Epiphany Radio, Uncle Larry Maddox. Hey, For Real, how you doing tonight? Welcome to Poetic Thursday.
What it do, Miss Pearly? What it do? I'm loving the music. I'm hating the fact that I got to go into the plantation, but it's all good. How you doing?
I'm good. Such is life, but I'm good. I'm good. You know, we got to do what we got to do. You know, we make it do what it
is. Yeah, you know. What can you do?
What can make you it do what it do.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to make you do. Got no choice but to make it do that.
That's right. I'm glad to hear from you. Glad you called in. It's always a pleasure. Always, you know.
Yes, same here.
Without you,
same
you know,
here.
It wouldn't be none. It wouldn't even, we wouldn't even be here. We wouldn't have
mm-hmm.
this platform.
It was a very
you know?
Therapeutic weekend. I enjoyed my birthday weekend. Thank you all for sharing it with me. Shout out to those who gave me those shout outs on the book. Beautiful thing. It's a hurtful, it's a lot of work when you got 4 pages. But thank y'all.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, you're welcome. Yes. One last one for the road. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, that was funny. That was the shortest one you gave me. You know, y'all. She called me twice, 2 different days, and sang happy birthday to me and just hung up the phone. And I'm like, she left me staring at she left me staring at the ceiling.
Well, you know, you and what's her name, birthday is very close together. I think it's what, a couple of days apart or a week apart or something like that?
Yeah,
J-Rob?
No,
so I called him and woke him up. I woke him up early, and the only thing he could say after I finished singing was, I love you, and I forgive you. And he hung up the phone.
Yeah. She just, I didn't even get a chance to say that. She just hung up. She said, sorry for waking you up, and hung up. Yeah, here's the 17th, and mine's the 20th.
See?
So, yeah. You was ready for both of them. You was ready.
Well, you know, I called the first time because you had announced on Facebook that you were celebrating your birthday. So that's what started the whole uproar, you know, the whole uprising of sending you happy birthday wishes. So I had, you know how I do. I got to talk to y'all personally, put my little touch on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
That's why I called. And then when the real day came, you know, I had to call back and give it to you again. So
yeah. I wasn't ready either time, but it was good.
I know. I know.
Yeah.
But I appreciate it. I'm glad you took the time to listen because some people hang up on me mid-song, and I'll be like, you know what? They'll never get another birthday song out of me.
I'm just surprised. I'm just glad I was able to answer the phone because, you know, sometimes it rings, and I don't know, you just reach over and grab it out of habit, you know.
Yep.
So, but it was beautiful, and I thank you.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome. And be back right there with you again, same time next year.
Hey. Let's pray on that. Let's pray on that. God willing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I already did.
Yes.
That's why I can say that.
Yes, ma'am. God willing. Let's do it again.
I'm glad you enjoyed your birthday because we saw you celebrating and your son was
yeah.
getting it in as always. I loved it.
Yeah. I'm telling you, let my litness bear witness. I forgot how I said it. I was lit every time I said it. But, I was so lit. I was at my litness. My litness is now dimmed. I'm trying to tell you, it was.
I know you sound a little energetic still.
Oh, do I really? Oh,
yeah, you do.
Shoot, I hope I feel like that when I get in the barn.
I understand. Believe me, I remember those days.
I'm going to need some coffee.
It's like that, you know. You're different. You're in a different mindset before you cross a threshold of that building.
Yes.
And when you do,
it's been 2 weeks, so you know, God, it's harder to get back in there when you're off that long.
I hear you, but don't even think of it as going to work or tasking. It's just another day. You gotta do some walking around and. You know, paying attention to folks. And before you know it, the sun will be rising again, and you can, well, I can't say you can head on across the street no more. But
That's the hard part, yeah. You just made me want to talk.
How was the adjusting to the fact that you're no longer right, like a couple feet away?
Wow, I don't even have the words to tell you. It used to be if I can just walk right across the street. Living across the street from where you work at, to me, it didn't matter. I was still late every day. But, you know, and I could go home on my break time and whatever, all that. It's quite an adjustment. It's quite an adjustment. Now I'm 45 minutes late. Now I live, miles away. I'm early. Black folk time,
wow.
It's how it works. Now I'm early, 45 minutes, and I get to work early, and I forget to clock in, so I wind up still late. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I did that with a job. Yeah, I had worked extremely close. It wasn't across the street, but it was very close. It was like maybe a 20-minute drive. And then they moved way out, I'm talking way, way out up in the northeast where there was nothing but rabbit and deer walking across the road. There was nothing there, but you know what I mean? And that, timing yourself with public transportation and just traffic period, you wind up getting there much earlier, and then you sit in there, and you got a couple other coworkers that come in, and they get to talking to you, and forgetting to clock in becomes an issue, a real issue sometimes, because your schedule
is
different, you know? So
yes,
I understand. Been there. But I'm so grateful, you know, it could be something else, always.
Yeah,
but sound great. You sound good.
Well,
I mean, your energy
is
high. It's different. Something transitioned in you, and it feels good. And I'm glad whatever. Yeah.
Yes, I am so. I am so. Thank you.
What's up? I want to know, as everyone else does here in, let me see if I can say this right again, the world of Epiphany Radio Universe, as Mr. Tuesday Night says, the starship, I think he said, the spaceship or the starship. We need some sound effects for that, like that, you know, something taking off.
Yeah, I have something. I'll send it to you. I'll send it to you probably tomorrow. I do have something already hooked up concerning a starship. You know, I like when he says, "A oh, baby, baby."
Yeah. Yeah. That's the best, man. I love it. But
right.
What did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight? Because we know you brought something. You CEO, yo. You for real.
Hey, what I bought was, I wrote something the other day while I was listening to The Get Down with Poetic and J-Rob, the wise son. A piece I wrote while I was listening to that program. I'll repeat performance that over here. See if you like it.
Well, I know I am. There's no question about that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to stand back. I'm going to put the spotlight on you. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you, Miss Pearlie. The title of this piece is Her Silence Stared. Her silence stared daggers of anticipation, and I felt every longing's want piercing my heart like acupuncture, needling, pinching, signal sending in silence. My eyes were completely locked in, and my gaze spoke silently, eyes whispering, unblinking, everything that I've been feeling, thinking. She be what my eyes desire, so I stare intently with good intentions. She has my full attention. I'm trapped in. I can't help but to stare. The eyes got me locked in there. Lips, hers slightly trembling, mine fully understanding, and suddenly I wanted her. I was pulled in. I was pulled in, moaning inwardly in silence, that moan that we moan when something's tasting real good. I wanted her. And that feeling that's building when you find yourself kissing, slow breathing, hearts beating, when that ice is finally broken and you're holding her, eyes closed. But you're not dreaming, you're touching her and being touched by her. And that heaving in the heaving, heavy breathing matches hers. She had an appetite. She hungered, and it needed to be fed. Like a warm hug in your mouth, I wanted her. I wanted her to wrap the warm arms of her love around the shoulders of my lips. Embrace it. This beautiful visual to just bathe in its elegance. The brilliance of her flirtatiousness. I wanted her even more. Yet I just stared. See, she be what my eyes desire, so I stare intently with good intention. She has my full attention. I'm trapped in. I can't help but to stare. See, her eyes got me locked in there. She's got me hypnotized, trapped in her vibe. Got me vibrating on high. Real shit. I'm lit, and the look in her eyes ignited it. Smile. Flirtatious. Curve at her waist, vibracious. Those hips, she loves teasing me, and I love being teased by her. Silence. She's twerking it a little bit, relighting the vibe. If she keeps it up, I'll be on her before the light of the candle dies. I love this vibe, so I sit back and allow my eyes to be made love to. Enjoying this orgasmic buildup in my tear duct as moisture wets my pupils. I stare longingly in a trance, unable to move, yo. As she stares with anticipation in her eyes that said, let's go. Beautiful were her lips as she slowly blew out the candles. with eyes that spoke of how she wanted me too. And I was moved, deeply moved as she began to, closer to me, with the sound of her heartbeat turned up completely. And I just stared in anticipation of her arrival, in silence. Her silence was so beautiful, as her eyes spoke for real.
Wow. You know what? You always have this way of giving such a beautiful description of her, whomever she is. And I become enthralled in it because it's just a different tone that you use, your pronunciation of the words, everything. You just go into this character, and it's amazing how you can switch up. And I really have a lot of admiration for that, but I truly, truly love the description that you give of the female in that poem. You describe, it's the way you describe the fall of her hair, the way the wind blows when she walks towards you, what your eyes actually see looking at her. It's just everything. It's life that you breathe into these pieces that is so, it's unique. And I just love it. I can talk for hours about this, but that wouldn't be fair.
Hey,
well,
you.
I don't want to spread
thank
too much lather.
That's a lot of lather. That's ooh. Yeah. You have a good memory.
But it's a beautiful, beautiful piece, and I truly, truly appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
That was awesome. It was really, really
thank
dope,
you.
For real. Thank you.
Thank
Before you
Mr.
skate out of
Isn't
here
that?
And head mm-hmm.
yes,
to the plantation, can you please tell everyone in the world of Epiphany Radio's universe,
mm-hmm.
that's entering the starship, I guess. I'm going to leave that starship part alone because I can't fit it yet.
Yeah. Oh, you ready for me to tell them that? Okay. What you want to do? You ain't finished.
I want you to let everybody know what you have going on.
Epiphany
is your baby. Okay, this is your creation.
Hey, look, red hot dogs on the corner of Broad and Mifflin, $2 for $1. Get them while they hot. And on Monday, 9:00 p.m. Eastern Time, it's going to be the Soul Cafe, where we pick up our pens. And what I mean by that is we do some creative writing right there on the spot. You ain't got to bring one. We're going to write one right there. Peace is what I'm talking about. Hey, and I got something for all those cheaters from last week or whenever it was. I got something for you. So, we're going to throw some phrases out, and y'all going to write some pieces right there on the spot. We're going to have a good time doing that. We give each other some critique. We give each other some a look into our minds, you know. It's good to see what motivates and how the creative process works in our fellow poets, you know. So we do a lot of that sharing of pieces. If you have a piece that you're working on, a piece that's not finished, a piece that you'd like to start, bring that. We'll talk about it. We'll mold it around, and maybe it'll help you out to get that piece done. But, yeah, come check us out Monday night at the Lord Jesus. Inspiration
factor.
You so did. Shout out to Paul. All right. Hey. Yeah, join us Monday at the Soul Cafe. And that's Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Wow. I don't know where that came from. Shout out to Bosa.
Mm-hmm. That was actually the second time. This time you actually said inspiration.
Oh, damn.
Okay. Yeah, it's all good. It's all good.
Maybe I got it out my system. I got it out my system.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah. Well, join them on Sunday anyway at the Inspiration Factory.
Absolutely.
Don't stop playing with God. Come on over there and share some of that love.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. I say. Very darling, thank you so much for that exquisite piece and your time. And I want you to be safe out there. Enjoy your night. I hope it goes fast for you. If you would be so kind as to quickly stop by the therapist's office, you know, take a sip of wine or something. Just stick your head in and say hi to Roberto because he's in recovery right now from Ms. VIP. Mm-hmm. I don't know what she did to him, you know. But,
oh, my.
Yeah, just say hi to him. Okay.
I sure will.
Keep it moving after that. All right, darling. What love. One mic.
One love. Baby. Mm-hmm.
Baby. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the CEO of Epiphany Radio, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas. Yeah. I'm going to play a song real quick, and then I'm going to come back and open up this next microphone. So I'll be right back with y'all. Larry, this for you.
I need
It would work out better if I took myself off mute. So I want to say welcome back, everyone, to Poetic Therapy. I'm your host, Liberla Negra, and you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1. You have approximately 28 minutes to get up in here, because after 11, don't miss out. I'm going to open up this next microphone to, I believe. Now, I told y'all before, I lost my call log book. I don't know what I did with it, so I'm going off of area codes. I'm hoping I'm going to say this right, but I believe this may be one of my favorites. New York Jones. Hey, J-Rob, welcome to Poetic Therapy. How you doing tonight?
Ooh, I'm J-Rob, the wife's son. I'm sorry.
Ooh, I'm sorry. You know what?
You're it's actually Gina Storm, but look, you know what? I ain't even mad. If you want to interchange me for a dude, if I was going to be any dude in the Epiphany universe, I would be John Robinson, so let's go.
Right, I know that's right. I ain't mad at you. That's what's up. But ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves Gina
that's
Storm.
That's my spirit poet right there.
He is. He's an amazing poet. He is like creme de la creme. Y'all have to excuse the noise of a rattling bag because my cat decided he wanted to walk across stuff just now. So. But welcome
cat,
to Poetic Therapy,
you,
Gina.
You belong to him. He don't belong to you. Please believe that cats don't give
I know,
a single fuck.
You know I know.
I'm dog people because I found out a long time ago, and I used to say this all the time to my friends who had cats. I'm like, y'all know the cats are assholes, right?
They are. Cats are
different. They don't care nothing about you.
They are determined to be defiant purposely, and they know what they're
doing.
They have
no chill.
No, they don't.
No
dogs are like aloof and you know, just happy pretty much. Cats look at you with straight attitude like
a dog's tail will wag just at the sight of you. A cat will see you, give you the stink eye. And walk away.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I can't be cat people because I am cat people. So what I need my cat to understand is this. I'm a dog person. Please don't even get it messed up. I can't have you. I understand you. I acknowledge you. I love the fact that you love me. My daughter has 4 cats at her house. And you know what I was thinking? How did you become a cat lady? Bruh, we dog people.
You know, I have had cats since, before my kids were born. But I grew up with all German Shepherds. Okay.
I grew up with dogs.
Yeah, when I moved out of my mother's house and into my first apartment with my husband, he was more of a cat person. So we started taking in strays. We didn't believe in purchasing animals. Okay, so we would either catch a little kitten out there on the street, or just twice a stray cat walked in my house and stayed. We took it, got it cleaned up, checked out at the vet, and it stayed. So, you know, and this one right here, he just different. Even his name, my son said his name means a little slow. His name is Deso, and he says in Spanish it means a little slow. I'm not sure. But he's different. Trust me, he's different. I'll be like, sometimes I look at him sideways because he do act a little slow. I had to have my female pit put down because she had cancer and I couldn't let her suffer. It was nothing they could really do about it, and it was a very painful time. But
it was
a humane
thing to do.
Yeah, I had to because she wasn't eating, she wasn't thriving or anything. She would yelp out.
That hurt.
And it was killing me. So I took her to surrender her. And as we're leaving out, this man pulls up to the shelter. And he's holding out a window this itty-bitty ball of black fur. Talking about, you want it. He had this look in his face like he was not an animal person, period. Like he was going to toss the kitten. And I told myself, like, oh, my God, go get that kitten. So he walked over there, and he grabbed it, and he brought him over to me. I'm like, I just had my dog surrendered, and I'm coming home with another animal. How did I get here? I didn't sign up for this. But I wound up bringing him home, and I named him because, now, you know cats do the most. They climb on your curtains. They wind up on top of tall stuff in your house. And you don't know how they got up there. But he was crawling on top of my flat-screen TV. I don't know how he did that. But he was doing the most. So I named him Ferdinand Magellan, the Explorer Cat. Okay?
I'm not even mad. I love it.
And he was really, really sweet. And my cat, Dezo, him being older, he had gotten out for the first time. And he stayed away for a couple of days. I thought one of the raccoons or something, or what I call ghetto wildlife, had gotten a hold of him. But he came strolling in here after about 3 days. And the first thing he did was go to my cat, Ferdinand, and try to steal his booty hole. And I said, no, that's a bone game. Okay.
I had an
older cat in here named Siberian. Siberian had been in here for a good while. I had him for a couple of years. And I saw him doing something he had never done. He climbed up in the window in the bathroom and scooched all the way back as far as he could in the windowsill because Dezo was trying to take his booty hole too. And I guess he was like, I don't know where you got this door from.
So one of your pets is a rapist.
Back.
Okay.
Yeah, he was coming in here, went out there and got a taste of some kitty cat tail, came in here and got confused. I was like, we don't do that in here. So that's always the right name for him. Okay.
No means no.
Okay. And I'm telling you, Gina, he would take Ferdinand, which was still a kitten. He would drag him. Look, he would drag him in my closet, pull him in my closet, and I could hear Ferdinand hollering. I'm like, what the hell's going on? Because I got one of those old fashioned closets. I'm like, what the hell? I look in there, and he is trying to get the cat, but I'm like, and then now this shit got to stop.
Ma, I know,
now.
That's a victim warning. Right. Okay.
Yes, it was. You ain't got no sense. But yeah, it was.
I could not.
It was crazy, but, you know, I love my animals. I really do. They just, to watch them and
really
their personalities.
I have
to be
dog people, but only short-haired dog people because I'm allergic to cats and long-haired dogs. It's not just their hair, but it's also pet dander. I can't even have a down pillow or coat. So my allergies are so, like, the list is so long, it's easier for me to tell you what I'm not allergic to than what I am.
Mm-hmm. You sound like my sister. And you know what's crazy?
Girl, my mother said I'm allergic to outside in life.
My sister says she's allergic to the air around her. It's funny how we develop certain allergies as we get older, because the changes that take place inside of us, they I don't know, they just come out of nowhere. I itch for certain stuff now.
Oh, yeah. My mother said as a toddler, I would walk on the sidewalk, but if I fell over into the grass, I would freak.
Mm-hmm.
And she couldn't understand why. I'm not just kind of sort of allergic to grass. I am deathly, you might as well bury me now, allergic to grass. Like,
oh,
I can't walk barefoot through the grass. And when the grass is being cut, I need the windows closed. And I'm talking about, like, my allergy to grass is so high that it actually, other than penicillin, grass and penicillin, one of them will be the death of me. I mean, I'm serious. That's how bad it is.
Wow.
But, yeah, I get it. And like I said, I love animals, but I can't have a bird. I can have fish, but I can't keep them all alive. Hell, I used to kill houseplants.
Girl, please, I got a rose farm. I'm going
to I started off with a cactus, and when it died, I was like, this might not be for me. I don't think I have a green thumb. But I finally got that together. I have an herb garden. I have wild strawberries, blueberries, and tomatoes in my yard. My trees are fruit-bearing pears and apples. I got to the point where I'm not killing, you know, nature. But nature will kill me. And I know it. So, yeah, I'm real careful.
I thought I was the only one that could kill a cactus.
Oh, no.
Cactus.
Oh, no.
Don't need no cactus. None.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? None. I see cactus come back every year in front of my neighbors' houses because they have the pots on the ground in front of their house. My son gave me 3 aloe plants for Mother's Day. Okay? Beautiful.
I love them.
Yes. Ask me where they at now.
But here's the thing. If you kill them, plants are not for you.
No, they're not. I found that out a long time ago, and I told my
friend,
"Don't bring
any
more green
lights
up in here." Okay.
So I got to the point where I have a few houseplants, just a few, but the majority of the houseplants that my mother had grown and cultivated over, I'm talking about decades. It's me, and then my middle brother, who's the cop, and then my baby brother, who's the engineer. They can grow plants. The engineer has cats, and the cop has a dog. His kids have a dog as well, so there's 2 dogs at his house. We basically dog people, but my baby brother's wife has a cat or a few cats, whatever the situation is. Like I said, I don't visit them. I see them, you know, in public. But I can't go to your house if you have cats. My daughter has cats, and sometimes I spend holidays with her and her family. But the difference between those cats and my brother's cats is those cats have like this healthy understanding of I'm not cat people.
Mm-hmm.
So they will come out and look at me but not approach me. And my brother's wife's cats will like jump in my lap. I'm sorry. I don't understand the language. Why are you sitting on me? I don't mess with y'all. Like for real.
Absolutely.
I took an antihistamine before I left the house, and I'm still not okay. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a struggle, but, you know, we do what we need to do.
Is it the long-haired cats, or is it cats, period? You just can't.
It's cats, period. I'm allergic to cats, period. Okay. I'm allergic to pet dander,
mm-hmm.
long-haired dog, and cats, period. Like, cat. I don't care if it's a hairless cat. I'm allergic to cats and long-haired dogs.
That was
going to
be
birds.
My next question. What about the hairless cat? Okay.
No, all cats. I'm allergic to all cats. And like I said, birds. And so that's why I can't have down. I'm also allergic to wool and bleach and wheat flour. And, oh, my God, there's a list. I'm serious. It's like the list of things that I'm allergic to is longer than what I'm not allergic to. So grass and pollen. And dust and, oh, my God, what else? Mold and spores and certain mushrooms. And, oh, my God, the list is long. It's lengthy. But, you know, it is what it is. Soy. Yeah, there's a lot of things I'm allergic to. So the list of things that I'm allergic to is longer than the things that I'm not. So it's easier for me to say, you know, I can have, I bake most of my own bread. And when I buy buns or bread or rolls from the bakery, these are people who know me, you know, at a store where I used to work in the bakery, and they know my allergies. And it's not that I'm allergic to gluten. It's just certain things that I cannot have. Like, my mom was like, oh, my God. How are you going to survive, baby? I don't know. I'm going to be honest with you. I think I'm about to be not even a vegetarian or a vegan. I'm about to be like, they're going to have to make up a new name because the situation is so different.
Well, you
because literally, I'm lactose intolerant. You know what I mean? There's so many things that I cannot have.
Right. How
do I survive? I don't know. Grace and mercy. That's all I got. Grace and mercy.
Yeah, honey. Well, you know, spirit will make sure, we'll make a way for you all the time. So.
Oh, yeah.
It's nothing to worry about, and that's what happens. So.
And what's the funny
thing
about it is, I learned how to cook simply because there were so many things in the public that I could not eat, that I had to find things that I could, my system would tolerate, to the point where that's what forced me to learn how to cook.
Okay.
Yeah. So the healthy foods that I'm allowed to eat actually made it possible for me to lose 80 pounds. So I can actually fit the same size that I wore in high school. And I graduated high school in 1987. You do the math on that. Like, right, there's no way in the world I could still be that size or be back to that size, but that's where I'm at.
I wish I was. I was a size 6 in high school. I know ain't no going back that far.
My wedding dress when I got married in 91 was a 7, but in high school I was probably more of a 5. And right now I can't wear anything larger than a 10, so I'm probably closer to a 7-8. But I'm still in the realm of where I was when I married my first ex-husband, first biblical, Solomon, and had my daughter Stephanie, who's 31. And she was like, Mom, I'm bigger than you. And I was like, that's okay, because I still got my big girl clothes, because the biggest I got was an 18. And I told her, I said, as long as you're not bigger than an 18, I got a whole closet of clothes that you can fit.
Wow, okay. If I was a 10 when I married my husband, and then I got pregnant, and I skipped through all the sizes and went straight up to a 18. Because my first, I gained 65 pounds with her. But see, I had 5 miscarriages before I had my first. So I actually thought I was barren. So any weight that I gained, It didn't even matter. I was happy to be gaining it because it was basic. Okay, yeah.
I did not know that about you, Danielle, and I'm going to be honest with you. I've been pregnant 4 times with 5 children, and my daughter Stephanie is my only live birth. She turned 31 on the 19th.
Wow.
With 1 child. I've been pregnant with 5, and I had 1.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's something. It's amazing what we go through, what our bodies deal with, and the healing that we have no choice but to work through, you know, because that's not something we can just shut off and run away from, okay?
Oh, yeah.
This is something
that
took place internally, and we cannot escape it. You know, it's not like we dealt with an abusive person and we can just take a vacation, you know what I mean? This is something that is with us for life. I remember each and every one, and my last one, I actually had lost a set of twins, and that one right there was the worst because of one pass.
I was in the hospital for almost 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know. Mine just,
tubular, and I lost the other one while in the shower. And if it hadn't been for my nosy neighbor saying, I never took a shower more than 10 minutes, and I had been in the shower for 20. and she was worried. So she went to the fire department on the military installation that we were living on overseas in Germany, and she told them, she said, my next-door neighbor been in the shower for 20-plus minutes. She never showers more than 10 minutes, even if she washes her hair. So something's wrong, and I need y'all to check, do a well person check. And they did. They let themselves in, and had they not come, had she not done that, I would have hemorrhaged and died.
Oh,
because I lost one of the twins in the shower, and the other one at the hospital had to be removed from my tubes because it was a topic. So I had a tubular pregnancy, and I had a miscarriage while taking a shower, and I passed out. So thank God for good neighbors.
Yeah, thank God for Rosie the Nosy, because sometimes...
because she was on it.
Well, that's a good, it is a good thing. It is a good thing. Sometimes we get pissed because, like, oh my God, does anybody nosier than this person? But at the same time, they serve a great purpose. Because, like you said, without her, you probably would have been...
That would be no me.
You know, knocking at death's door. So, good thing. It's a hurt piece having something something separate from you like that inside. It hurts physically and mentally.
Emotionally, sometimes it breaks you down because you're anticipating being a mother to a new child, and that child is not to be. I told my daughter if she has another child, because she has three, those are my grandchildren, she lost her fourth, that baby became an angel. And I told her if she has another child, that next child would be her rainbow.
It's
the only child that I had. I lost all her siblings.
Motherhood is, girl, I feel for certain women that can't have a baby, because there's nothing to compare to the experience of having that life grow inside of you. And then
there
to meet that
person inside of us that came to be. We brought life into the world.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's amazing what your body can do.
Because you're invaded by a foreign presence. It sounds like you're having an alien, but the reality is, you kind of are.
They're up there in a
different
realm.
It's a whole
different
person.
It's a beautiful thing. But you know what? Now I am part of the Grandmom Club. And I'm enjoying this one.
I told you it was going to be a whole new thing.
Girl, he's something else. He likes to wear me out, but I love every minute of it. I really do. Child, 8 months
so
old
beautiful.
And crawling around and grabbing every damn thing. And I mean everything.
Only work from here, right? Because if they go from crawling to pulling up to holding on and walking, letting go, and once they can actually walk, words will be next. And all I can say is this, you in trouble.
It ain't me, it's their parents. I'll get to visit.
Because look, I'm going to tell you what he's going to do. He's going to start telling you what they do. Oh, yeah. My second granddaughter, her favorite thing would be, Gigi did it. I'm sorry, sweetie, I'm Gigi. What now? She would tell my mom. My mom was like, what's wrong with Granny's baby? She was like, Gigi did it. I know these niggas are not just follow me. You understand that I'm your grandmother. You can't tell on me.
But see, great-grandmom gets carte blanche. So, you know.
She was seeing me as grandma light. I'm grandma light. My mom is the real grandma, and I'm grandma light.
Okay.
I'm grandma. And I also got a spoon. And I will thank you.
Tell me something. What is it about kids and toilet paper in the water, in the bathroom? What is that?
Okay. So they're fascinated by it, one. Two, when it's dry and on the roll, it's a different color than when it's wet and in the water. But what they need to do is make that transition from dry to wet. And they don't even understand that this is a necessity for us to wipe with, because they're still wearing diapers.
Lord, have mercy.
Oh, yeah.
Lord,
you practically got to put the roll out of their reach so that you still have toilet paper when y'all need to use it, because that little person is still wearing a diaper. This don't even concern you, sir, ma'am. I'm going to need you to be a baby. Leave my sister alone.
Child, oh my God, I'm waiting for the day that my son and my grandson's mother calls me and starts telling me, "Mom, you wouldn't believe what this boy just did." Look, I'm just waiting for those days.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
I'm waiting.
Okay. It gets worse before it gets better.
I know. I know.
My grandson is six, and he went on his first field trip yesterday. And my daughter said that they put safety goggles over his glasses. And he said, "I got glasses on top of my glasses." And his teacher said, "Yes, it's for safety." And he said, "Bad enough my mama made me wear a hat. I feel like a complete dork." And I was thinking, this boy just called himself a dork. I was so done.
How old is he?
You gotta understand, we live in the Midwest, so for the last couple of days it's been like 75 plus during the day and 35 minus at night.
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot take your jacket off, because if you do, you might catch pneumonia. My mom was like, "Who's gonna have pneumonia in your ass?" And I was thinking, how does one's ass get pneumonia? But the reality is, what she was indicating was that we're going to get a cold that we can't shake, and now they're sick. And I should have had them this weekend, and he should have went to the barbershop today, but they couldn't because they were not straight. So next weekend when he goes to the barbershop, if I get to get him and the girls, great. And if I don't and he just goes to the barbershop, so be it. But what I will do is have them the following weekend, which is actually my weekend. But my thought is this: y'all put yourselves in harm's way. So you can't be mad when you don't get to see your Gigi, because what you fail to realize is Monday through Friday, Gigi lives with her mom and second mom, which is my mother and her sister, who live together in a condo across town. And that's where I'm at currently, because I didn't get them. So I'm saying, not only did you mess up what I do on the weekend and mess up your weekend, but the reality is we won't be able to see each other again until Saturday at the 1st, because y'all are petri dishes and we're not trying to catch that.
Right. Oh, child,
you have germs, babies. I'm sorry.
I got germs and stuff to you. I ain't talking about ringworm or hand, foot, and mouth disease or none of that until my kids went to Head Start. Okay.
Girl, every time I pink eye two times in my adult life.
Pink eye too? Pink eye too. I'm like, what is pink now?
I didn't even know what pink eye was.
Me neither. Okay.
My mama said, "I'm not washing my hands or being poop." I was like, oh, snap.
So, it's crazy.
That's what
you find out, girl, it's a mess. That hand, foot, and mouth disease is what really took me for a loop. I'm like, what is this?
You talking about hot? I'm like, come on, y'all gonna stop this. I went to the school and I started complaining. I said, let me tell y'all parents something, okay? I have learned about more diseases since I sent my babies here. Y'all need to start taking better care of your kids and watch these germs and stuff being spread. Because I don't appreciate getting all of this crap on my body and invading my space.
The petri dish. If you have an immune system that's compromised, you should homeschool your kids.
I'm trying to tell you. Now, look.
I'm like, nah. No, I'm not going to let y'all kill me. I love you. Mean it. We're going to video chat. Tell your mama to FaceTime me.
There you go. That's the one good thing about this new technology. You ain't got to be right here.
I ain't
going
to be able to do it. I talked to y'all on a video call.
I hear you. I hear you.
Look, it love you, mean it. Don't come over here.
Okay.
I don't have enough mask, gloves, or Lysol to get through this. I'm going to need y'all to be over there.
You almost made me spit my water out just now when you said that, but I understand. Guys, girl. But I thank you for this conversation.
Well,
I appreciate it. You therapy for me, sis. It's very therapeutic. Trust me, very much so. And I appreciate it. But we can get some more therapy, some poetic therapy for real from you if you've, you could spit for us. Because that's what
we
actually
got
waiting for. Okay.
I can freestyle something because I didn't have a plan as to what I was going to do. Or I can pick something out that I've written previously that would be relevant to today's date. Or
well, let me hear what you wrote.
You know what I'm saying? So you get to choose.
Let me hear what you wrote. I'm so used to your freestyle. Not that I don't like it, but it's a rarity when you write. So I'm going to stand back and put the spotlight on you.
The fireworks just went off on my Fitbit and told me that I made my 10,000 steps for the day. And it's 10:02 here in Chicago. Oh, yeah. So I reached my goal. I'm going to find something I wrote.
All right, well.
Let me see if I can find it.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. So I lost my dad years ago.
Oh, okay. Sorry, sweetie.
And it's not going to be sad. It's just like I love that man with every fiber of my breath. And when he passed, I didn't know what to do with myself. But it came to me poetically, and that's how I got through it. And my brother's like, oh, thank God for poetry, because we thought he was going to be like, you know, coloring in the hospital.
I remember that. I remember when you told us that.
Yeah, it wasn't easy, but I got through it.
All right, well, I'm going to stand back, and whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. Hold on, let me see if I can find it. I'm trying to name search it because that's the funny thing about reading a piece versus freestyling one. I'm like, ooh, I actually got to find the piece. I can look. Hold on. I can type Gina Storm without opening my eyes. Oh my goodness! I have so many dad memories. Oh, my dad was my man crush on Monday. I'm gonna cry. Oh, my dad with the senior phone because he had a flip phone. Let me read this one. Okay. This will make me not be sad. I titled this piece Gina Storm. I was born on the 23rd of December, 1969. I'll be 53. December. As a matter of fact, I was created to create, not to be racially motivated or a seeker. I am not homophobic, but I simply have straight pride. I am someone who is always generous and loving. I'm not just a product of my mom and dad. That's not a decision that was made by me. The wonderful thing that I learned along the way is I'm a poet. I don't discriminate or hate, nor do I berate. I only create. I'm meant to be in judgment, not of anyone, homo or anything else. If you're part of the alphabet soup, I have no problem with you. Pro-life, pro-choice. I don't care who is your husband or your wife. I don't have an opinion one way or the other. And I don't care which one of you is the mother or the father if you have a baby. I will support you and love you the same way that I've done all the people in my life who are straight and the children to which they have been born. I swear, I have no idea
what is the norm? I was created to create, I say it once again. I did my part. I am art. I'm living. I'm breathing. Ask my daughter, Stephanie Alisa. I did my part. I'm her mother, and she's my seed. She agreed. That's all I need. I don't know if it was what I was destined to do, but I know it's my legacy. See, I love my mother, still living, and my father, who on this day 2 years ago passed away because I was created to create. My name is Jenny Storm, and I thank you for indulging me.
Oh, wow. You know what? I don't know how easy or how hard it was to write that piece, because when we lose our loved ones, especially ones that we were close to, it takes a lot of inward therapy, and we become withdrawn. And to actually bring that out and publicly talk about it, it's not an easy task. But I'm glad you shared that. It was a beautiful piece. I can tell you had a very good relationship with your daddy. I wish I had that, but I lost my dad when I was five. So, you know, but I do have memories.
And having memories, sometimes it's just, that's enough. But when I tell people that I lost my dad and my grandfather within 4 months of each other, and I was actually closer to my grandfather than I was my dad, and people knew how close I was with my father, they were like, was that even possible? Yes, because the 5 years that I lived outside of the United States, I saw my granddaddy every weekend. Like, I didn't miss a single weekend without seeing him. I lived in Germany, and he lived in France. And my dad would be like, you and dad, my dad was one of those grown-ups that called their mommy and daddy, mommy and daddy. And he was like, you were so close to daddy. And I was like, yeah. I said, but what you have to understand, dad, is my granddaddy was always there for me. And when I hit puberty, you know, like your hormones kick in and your dad is an enemy because he don't want you to date and that's all you want to do. So we had this, like, I don't know, 5 years of difficulty that I can never get back because he's gone. But the reality was his father was there for me in that gap. So I wasn't daddy-less. It was my grandfather that took the spot that my dad had been in. But I was still a daddy's girl. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
I was
very
covered. Much. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was covered. There was never a lack. And now that I've lost my father, my grandfather, and on the 11th of November, it'll be 10 years since I lost my stepfather. I don't have a dad, but I still have uncles, and I still have brothers, so I'm okay. They're wonderful men in my life, but I really, really miss my dad. And my brother, who's Larry Jr., he's a cop in the town that I grew up in, and he was posting all these pictures on social media, and everybody was like, what is going on with your brother? You know, my dad died on this day 2 years ago. They were like, oh, I forgot. I thought it was Halloween. Everybody thought it was Halloween. Like I said, the wake was on Halloween, but he passed away on the 29th. That's today. Yeah. So I love you, Dad, and I will mourn you until I join you.
I hear that, girl. I understand losing a parent on a particular day. Because I lost my mother back in 2012 on Mother's Day. So my Mother's Days have been different, you know. So
my mother's birthday is May 10th. Some years her birthday is Mother's Day. So I get that. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So thank you for indulging me, feeling my pain, making me laugh. Now we're both part of the Grandma's Club.
Yes, you know, I do my therapy.
So I try not to miss this show.
Absolutely, darling. Thank you.
You were coming by the Small House of Poetry last Sunday for your CEO, Pharrell the Poet. He's amazing. Hopefully y'all can make it over to the Small House tomorrow at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to have AJ Wan. He's going to do his swan song. It's going to be his farewell to Clubhouse at the Small House.
So we're going to interview and feature him. Yeah. So if you can make it, come on through. And usually I go straight from there to back to Epiphany, and then I'll be in the sanctuary with Paul Sampson and is that his nephew for the Inspiration Factory.
Oh, awesome, awesome. All right, thank you so much, Gina. I'm going to send you on over there to the therapist's office. Just say hi to the therapist. He's in recovery right now, but he's back to work. And grab yourself a glass of wine.
Right. I know, absolutely. I'm just so glad to be here with y'all because this is how I get through, you know, 1 week to the next. So I'm so glad that you were here and that I was able to make it.
Darling, thank you very much. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Gina Storm closing out our show with me, and I really appreciate everybody that came through with your exquisite poetry from your unique styles. I thank you, every last one of you are amazing. And I so appreciate you coming through, showing the love. Because without y'all callers, y'all poets coming through, you know, wouldn't even be, it'd just probably be a bunch of, you know, hosts talking to themselves or amongst one another. And, you know, y'all don't want to even hear all that mess. So thank you. I love you. And I want you to get that good relationship going with yourself. And continue to respect and love one another, as always. You know, we go through so much in life, and we really, really need to learn how to come together more and respect one another. Another thing, I need y'all to start paying attention more because these germs are still out here, honey. They still targeting people and knocking us down. But from here on in, you know, y'all be good. And wish I had a song to take you out with, but my device is acting stupid, so I'm going to just leave y'all with that. Like, once again, I say, I love y'all, and peace.